BYD gains ground as China's car giants disrupt Brazil's traditional market. In April 2026, BYD became the best-selling car brand in Brazil's retail market for the first time, a milestone that marks not just a commercial victory for China's largest electric vehicle maker, but the leading edge of a broader Chinese industrial offensive across the developing world. Chinese investment in Brazil's auto sector reached nearly $1 billion last year, according to the Brazil-China Business Council. That capital has anchored BYD's new manufacturing facility in the state of Bahia, which the company says has already secured export orders of 50,000 vehicles each for Argentina and Mexico. More than 3,000 Brazilians now work at the Bahia plant. BYD Senior Vice President for Brazil Alexander Baldi said in February that by year-end, half the components in cars assembled at the facility will come from Brazilian suppliers, and that the workforce will soon double past 6,000 workers, a headcount that would surpass the Ford plant that operated on the same site until 2021. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva made the strategic logic explicit in March. "China is Brazil's best partner today," he said while discussing trade. That statement carried weight. It came as Lula also prepared to meet U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House, a balancing act that captures exactly the tension institutional investors must price into any Brazil-linked thesis. The stakes extend well beyond a single automaker's sales figures. When the largest economy in Latin America tilts its industrial policy toward Beijing, and when that tilt produces real factory jobs, real export capacity, and real consumer market penetration, every global private equity firm and sovereign wealth fund with emerging market exposure needs to reassess the competitive map. BYD's market entry playbook, soft power before hard capital. The Bahia factory did not arrive in a vacuum. BYD executed a deliberate brand repositioning campaign in Brazil before the manufacturing investment landed. The company placed its vehicles in one of Brazil's most popular soap operas, featuring a BYD Song Pro as a luxury gift from a billionaire character and a more affordable BYD model as the transportation of choice for her chauffeur. Baldi acknowledged that Chinese cars had a negative reputation in Brazil and that electric vehicles faced consumer skepticism. The soap opera placement was a calculated response to that perception gap. The sequencing matters for investors. BYD spent on cultural embedding first, built consumer demand second, and then justified the capital expenditure for local manufacturing third. This mirrors the playbook used by Japanese and Korean automakers in emerging markets during the 1980s and 1990s, where brand trust preceded factory investment by years. What is different here is the speed. BYD compressed that cycle dramatically, moving from import-led sales to first-place retail ranking and a large-scale domestic manufacturing footprint within a few years. Our view, the brand investment was the strategic derivative. The factory is the underlying asset. Institutional investors evaluating Brazilian consumer or manufacturing exposure should treat BYD's localization timeline as a data point on how fast Chinese industrial capital can entrench itself when it decides a market is worth winning. The labor controversy, a governance risk that refuses to close the Bahia expansion, carries a compliance liability that institutional investors cannot dismiss. In late 2024, Brazilian labor inspectors concluded that Chinese workers at the BYD construction site were being held in conditions comparable to slavery. Brazil initiated legal proceedings, construction halted temporarily, and the defendants, including BYD's contractors, agreed to pay $7.5 million in damages. The issue resurfaced in April 2026 when a Brazilian labor official was terminated after placing BYD on a government blacklist of companies accused of slave labor practices. The Labor Ministry subsequently removed BYD from the list while the company contests the designation in court. BYD has attributed the abuses to a subcontractor rather than to its own operations. Two associations of Brazilian labor inspectors characterized the official's dismissal as political retaliation for blacklisting BYD, an allegation that Labor Minister Luiz Marinho has denied. The $7.5 million settlement figure is not a fine, it is a floor. The political interference allegations, if substantiated, create a second-order governance risk. They signal that Brazilian regulatory enforcement may itself become a variable subject to geopolitical pressure. That is the more consequential number for risk-adjusted return models. The pattern here echoes Chinese outbound investment controversies in other sectors and geographies. When Beijing's economic relationships are large enough, host country regulatory independence can erode. Foreign Policy's reporting on China's use of sanctions countermeasures against the United States illustrates that Beijing increasingly treats economic leverage as a policy instrument, not just a commercial outcome. Brazil's Labor Ministry episode is a domestic instance of the same dynamic. The localization dilemma: who captures the industrial value chain? Brazil's government faces a structural question that Princeton University professor Benjamin Bradlow, who researches green industrial transformations in the global south, framed precisely, when do you switch off the encouragement to import so that you can start getting local production? Not every country has a consumer market large enough to compel a foreign manufacturer to localize. Brazil, he said, is beginning to experience a meaningful localization process. The policy sequence is already visible. In January 2026, pressure from a Brazilian auto industry association prompted the government to revoke tax breaks for partially assembled vehicle imports, shifting incentives toward locally sourced components. BYD's Baldi said the company was already moving in that direction before the policy change, which is consistent with the export order structure. A factory exporting 50,000 units each to Argentina and Mexico needs supply chain depth that pure import assembly cannot provide. The local metalworkers' union negotiated a base salary higher than what Ford paid at the same Bahia facility. The contract, however, does not include the same provisions for future wage increases that Ford workers had historically held. That gap is the compression point. Brazilian labor gets better entry wages but weaker long-term earnings growth than the legacy automaker model delivered. For the local union, it is a trade. For an investor modeling consumer purchasing power in Bahia, it is a constraint. Source: Foreign Policy, Latin America Brief, May 8, 2026. The Plaquemium View: The Market Reads BYD's Brazil Performance as a Consumer Story. It is actually an infrastructure story, and the infrastructure being built is China's industrial base in the Western Hemisphere. Here is the thesis the source article does not make explicit: BYD's Bahia factory is not primarily a Brazil play. It is a tariff arbitrage and market access platform for all of South America and Mexico. Export orders of 50,000 units each to Argentina and Mexico, announced before the factory reaches full capacity, tell you the design intent. Brazil's large consumer market and Lula government's openness to Chinese capital provided the political cover and the economic justification. But the strategic logic is regional. A BYD unit manufactured in Bahia enters Mercosur markets with preferential trade terms that a BYD unit shipped from Taicang, Jiangsu province does not. This mirrors what Chinese steel and solar manufacturers did in Southeast Asia over the prior decade: establish a manufacturing node inside a preferential trade zone, use it to serve multiple markets, and let the host country's political investment and job creation provide protection against future regulatory reversal. Brazil is now that node for Latin America. The second-order implication for institutional capital: legacy automotive supply chain investors in Brazil, Argentina, and Mexico face pricing pressure that is not cyclical but structural. BYD's localization target of 50% Brazilian parts by end 2026 sounds like good news for local suppliers. It is, selectively. The components BYD chooses to source locally will be the commoditized, labor-intensive parts. The high-value drivetrain, battery management, and software components will stay in China or follow Chinese suppliers into Brazil over time, as has happened in every prior Chinese industrial FDI cycle. The labor controversy adds a political variable that most emerging market models underprice. Beijing's willingness to use economic leverage as a policy instrument, documented across its relationships with the United States and in its approach to technology deals, means that Brazil's ability to enforce its own labor standards against BYD will track the bilateral trade relationship, not the rule of law. That is a systemic governance discount that belongs in every Brazil country risk model. For private equity investors, the actionable angle is not BYD itself. It is the second-tier plays: Brazilian logistics infrastructure serving the Bahia manufacturing corridor, local component suppliers with contracts already signed, and the Brazilian real's relative resilience as Chinese capital inflows support the currency even as the Iran conflict pressures other emerging market energy importers. The bottom line: BYD's April 2026 retail leadership in Brazil is the data point that confirms a thesis years in the making. Chinese industrial capital has found its Latin American beachhead, and it is manufacturing vehicles, not just selling them. The $7.5 million labor settlement and the fired labor inspector are not footnotes. They are early indicators of how Brazil will, and will not, be able to govern this relationship as it deepens. The Bahia factory's export mandate for Argentina and Mexico signals that the next phase of Chinese auto market penetration in Latin America will run through Brazilian manufacturing infrastructure, not Chinese ports. Institutional investors who price this as a Brazil consumer story will miss the regional supply chain disruption that is already underway. The forward-looking claim, within 24 months, at least one traditional Western automaker with Brazilian manufacturing operations will either announce capacity reductions or seek government protection against BYD-linked competition. When that happens, the political economy of Brazil's China relationship will become significantly harder to manage, and the valuation of everything tied to Brazilian auto sector employment will reprice accordingly.